K-State Nation, another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast. Yes, it's another K-State podcast. I understand. K-State Podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri. All things K-State athletics, whether it's football, men's, women's basketball, volleyball, soccer. We got winter spring sports well underway here in 2025. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by and giving us a lesson here, as it is right now overcast. I'm recording this women's golf episode on this Tuesday, February 4th, 2025. It's your first time listening to this podcast ever. Thank you so much for taking time out, whenever this does come out, to listen to this episode. Of course, go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button, and tap that notification bell. That means every time we upload an episode, and that means daily episodes of this Pearl Project Podcast. Most of the time, it's one, two, or here and there, like Sunday, we had three episodes pop up. Oh, yeah. So, there are a lot of things going on right now with K-State Athletics. So, I would encourage you to subscribe. And also, go ahead and tell a fellow K-Stater, whether you're a student, alum, a graduate, or just a big fan of the Big 12 in general, about this podcast, K-State Women's Golf, going on right now. We did not. I'm fast-forwarding a little bit because we are trying to get caught. We're obviously, the focus right now is men's basketball. Got a big showdown tomorrow night with women's basketball. But for this episode, we're going to turn our attention real quick. And I think today might be one of those three episode days today. So this is why you want to subscribe to this podcast. You want to stay up to date, not just football and basketball. We try to cover everything K-State Athletics here. After round one, of course, the K-State Women's golf team right now is in much nicer weather than this is right now. Windy, overcast, cold, whatever you want to call it here in Kansas City, Missouri. They're in Rio Grande, Puerto Rico. The women's golf team, we're participating in, I'm trying to see the title of this title, but anyways, they're in preseason mode there. Actually, yeah, I just got it. Puerto Rico Classic. Wow. Puerto Rico Classic. They were 11th after the first round. They moved up several spots yesterday there at the Puerto Rico Classic, par 72. 6,305 yard course out there called Grand Reserve Golf Club. K-State Women's Golf ranked 30th in the all of women's golf right now. Put a team score of 1 under during round number 2, par 287, and 1 of only 5 under pars on a day from yesterday. They move in the top. They're in the top 10. So in the first round, they're outside the top 10 by 1. Now, you put themselves with a position now in the 7th place, 5 over, par 581. K-State is tied with Michigan State, who is ranked 22nd coming into this tournament, or classic, whatever you want to call it, while the Wildcats are a shot behind 5th place tie with LSU and Auburn. LSU is ranked 16th, while Auburn is 20th. So, a golden opportunity right here. K-State Women's Golf potentially finishing a top 5 in the Puerto Rico Classic today. We'll see what happens today. That's huge right there as well. Let's see. Michigan State. Let's see. Georgia Southern came into this thing 37th here. We have something here from Stu Burke, the head coach of the women's golf team. Quote, "The ladies did a good job. Really good job again today. It's always nice to move up the leaderboard, but I was more impressed with their composure in challenging conditions and how they really stuck to the task and managed their emotions throughout." And he goes on and calls out, of course, Carla Bernat, Julia Ballester, Barrio played very good golf and were backed up by their teammates as a coach. It's always great to see the ladies disappointed with a team score that was under par and knowing we could have gotten out more of the day. However, we are looking forward to tomorrow's challenge. And that's today, by the way. And continuing to play the golf we know we are capable of. End quote there. Yes, and of course, the ringleader, A++, Carla Bernat leading the team once again there. And she had a over par round the first round. that is not Carl Bernard. That we know and understand. Stand there as well. Under 369. She began the back nine. Of course, for those of you who don't know, we will rewind. From Castleton, Spain. Probably said that wrong, but that's close enough. She played her first nine holes bogey free in round number two yesterday there at four under par. Well, she went one over with two birdies on the backside as well, with her sixth round in the 60s this season already. 31st of her collegiate career, Bernat now. Huge move. 35 spots up. Now inside the top 15. Well, tied for 15th place. Even par, 144. So off to a rare slow start. Well, going back to the first round. Off to a rare slow start for her. Yeah, that's not the caller we know. But that's great to see her bounce back. We know how talented she is. And she is, no question, the talented. The number one on the Wildcats there as well. She is right now. Yeah, she was the second highest mover of the day yesterday there. She now moves behind. Well, she was behind Isabella McCauley, who was plus 41. So, and then Bernat plus 35 there as well. Julia Ballester Barrio. Coach Burke mentioned her. One under, par 71. A 9-stroke improvement on her first round tally in the best round of the season to this point there as well. Ballester, plus 19. So the big movers of the day, these two, the 1-2 punch right there as well. Noah Van Beek, a junior. She's been with this team since she was a freshman. She also improved by one over par. 73 yesterday. She enters today tied for 37th. Sophie Burt, and freshman who led this team, freshman Nanami Nakashima, or tied for 45th place with a 4 over par 148. Burt yesterday 2 over 74, and Nakashima, who led this team yesterday with a surprise, the young freshman, only 5 over par 77. Vanderbilt, 15th team in the nation, leads this classic right now in Puerto Rico going into the day, as they're going to start here early here pretty soon as I record this podcast. So this is going to go out right away. So we'll have reaction to this. We'll actually reaction to the final round. Once I have everything, once I know everything is complete there as well. So the KC Women's Golf Team right now inside the top 10, 7th, looking for a top 5 spot. That'll be big, especially with the start that they went back on Sunday. So we'll see what happens in the final round of the Puerto Rico Classic for Kansas State Women's Golf. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. Freedom Bevel Daily. Like I said in this episode already, Freedom Bevel Daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. That's going to wrap things up with another Women's Golf episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from an overcast morning in Kansas City, Missouri. This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Stay tuned. We're going to have coming up here, I'm going to post this right away. And then later on, we'll get you caught up with what went down with track and field part one and part two of the Lost Dodds Invitational, which took place, of course, in Manhattan, Kansas, in the new facility, Cliff Ravetto Indoor Track Facility, folks. So stay tuned for that. So a lot going on there. And of course, like I said early on this episode, I'll say it again, gigantic showdown with TCU on the women's basketball front tomorrow night. Until then, we'll talk to y'all real soon. Go Cats.